Hi everyone, it's Kevin. Today is Monday, July 25th, and hiring new shipbuilders is absolutely critical to our ability to produce submarines and deliver on our commitments to our Navy. We've got a goal this year to hire 3,900 employees, and it's been a significant challenge. And we're facing some incredibly strong headwinds because of the hiring environment that I think everybody is familiar with. There are multiple factors that are really causing this, and the bottom line is that there are over 11 million job openings in the U.S., but only 6 million unemployed workers. And we've got to work like never before to attract and hire our newest employees. In my last podcast, I briefly talked about some of the things we're doing to attract new hires. And today I'm speaking with Mike Ross, who's our recruiting and outreach manager for EB. While we've got openings throughout the company, our biggest need right now is to fill trades positions at Quonset. So, Mike, welcome to the podcast. And before we get into our recruiting efforts, let's talk a little bit about how you came to EB.
Thanks, Kevin. It's a pleasure to be here. So, you know, I've had the opportunity to work for multiple GD business units over my career. I've been with GD now since 2006. I've actually done two stints with Bath Ironworks, one stint with Gulfstream Aerospace for 4 years, and now I'm fortunate enough to be part of the EB family. So, I've been at this a little while, been recruiting about 30 years, worked on both the agency side and the commercial side, but mostly, of course, in the DoD manufacturing environment. So it's kind of a Cinderella story. I started off on what we call an ISA, which is an inter-service agreement, where I was with Bath and just helping EB, and now I've made the full transition over into the family. So I'm now a proud full-time member.
Well, welcome aboard, and we're proud to have you. And I think you know, you've got a good handle on the various platform businesses that form General Dynamics, Bath, Gulfstream, and now, of course, Electric Boat. So great background for what you're doing for us. So I really appreciate you letting us know a little bit about yourself. And you and the HR team really have your work cut out for you. And I mentioned some of the headwinds we're facing, and I don't recall a time in my career when we've been in the position we are in right now. And I recently heard your team put it succinctly: we're no longer interviewing potential hires, they're interviewing us, which I think is appropriate. So let's talk about the challenges that we face.
It is, I mean, Kevin, in my opinion, it is unprecedented times, not only in General Dynamics, in Electric Boat, but everywhere right now. We're just seeing things and doing things out there for hires that have never been done before and never been tried before. So it's about being creative, and you know, the way I explained it best was when I did my time at Bath Ironworks, I told them as I was moving out of the position going to Gulfstream, I said that there's going to come a time when we see people filing out the back door and no one's at the front door. And what I mean by that is, for so many years in what I call age-old manufacturing, like EB, like Bath Ironworks, we were just so dependent on what I call the front door. There was always a line of candidates and new employees there waiting to be a part of the family. And now we've opened that front door and no one's there, and everybody's kind of single file out the back as the baby boomers retire. And it's unprecedented times in the hiring communities right now. And it's hard, right? I mean, manufacturing jobs are not as appealing as they once were. We've pushed a lot in the STEM community, which is absolutely just as important. And here we are staring down such a shortage of those operations level jobs. So
I think that's true. And I think in some ways we do a disservice to our young people in too many times encouraging people to pile on enormous college bills and student loans and the like. When a job in manufacturing is a very worthwhile job and something that has long-term great potential to earn a living, raise a family, and put kids through school and so on, and really continue to develop what I would consider the American dream. So I agree with your assessment. A lot of people retiring. We've got fewer people at the front door. But when we really boil it down, the mission hasn't changed, and it's really all about the defense of our nation and the ability to deliver the leadership of Columbia in 2027, and the remaining ships of that class, one per year, as the Ohio-class boats retire. And our ballistic missile submarine fleet carries about 70% of our nuclear arsenal, so this is a mission that we can't fail at. At the same time, we need to deliver two Virginia-class boats a year for the foreseeable future to ensure our submariners maintain an asymmetric advantage. And we've talked before about the great power competition with Russia and China continuing to build. So let's talk a little bit about what you're doing to get creative and find the shipbuilders that we'll need to help build those boats.
Well, I tell you, Kevin, it is, you know, and I've said it once or twice already just in the podcast about how these are such unprecedented times. And beyond that, I've never seen hiring be such an important factor here at General Dynamics than it is today in my short 15 years of experience here. But it's really starting to drive the mentality home of, if we don't have the people, then we don't have the parts and the pieces to make that product, which means we're not delivering on time, which, you know, every HR professional, recruiting professional looks for a seat at the table per se. And this really is it, right? This is the time. You've said it yourself, and I've heard it from other VPs, it is the time to join Electric Boat right now. And in order to get out there and spread that message, we have not only taken a local, but a regional aspect. We're trying to get out into other communities, show people what it's like to be a part of this family, what it's like to be a part of the submarine manufacturing community. And we have done things like we've gone to the Laconia Motorcycle Rally up in northern New Hampshire. We've gone to the Travelers Golf Tournament. Both of these have already produced new hires for us and some unprecedented advertising marketing campaigns. So we have to really go to the employee, get ourselves in these non-traditional areas, try to immerse ourselves into the diverse communities that are out there. Our Asian Dragon Boat Festival is coming up. We've recently done Pride events. Our military appreciation events and military veteran recruiting is really coming to heightened levels as well. So we're trying to really get out there everywhere and anywhere. You'll see our name on buses. You'll see hear us on the radio. You'll see us at billboards. Many have seen us at sports venues already. So my goal is to get my team out there pretty much everywhere we can to spread this EB message.
Yeah, and I think it's a good message that I've seen around the area. I came into TF Green a couple of weeks ago, and the first thing I saw when I got off the plane was a video message about coming to work here at Electric Boat. So we can't miss those opportunities to advertise and to let people know that we exist and search further than we have traditionally, especially in some of those diverse communities you talked about. And I think that's great for the environment and the culture here at Electric Boat as well. So I encourage you, these are great approaches for finding folks who may not be aware of who we are and the opportunities we offer to do incredibly important work. And in my view, sometimes we talk about it as a job, but given where we are today with the growth opportunity that's ahead of us, it's a career, and it's an opportunity to advance in that career that I think sometimes we can't say enough about. So in addition to the marketing opportunities you talked about, we've talked a little bit about this before, and I'm going to encourage our employees listening once again to help us out. And 30% of our new hires come from employee referrals. And those are great referrals because the people making them understand what it means to be a shipbuilder at Electric Boat. So it's a huge number for us. And I would encourage everybody listening to talk about EB to your friends, families, neighbors, and talk about what we offer. Good pay, good benefits, doing exciting, what I consider to be extraordinarily meaningful work, and an opportunity to grow. And we'll train you, give you opportunities to learn, and make a career out of it. Mike, great having you here today, and appreciate you taking the time to talk about the work underway to help fill our ranks. Thanks, everyone. We'll talk again soon.